Several whoopers that followed ultralight aircraft to Florida on their first southerly migration over the last few years have already flown back to Wisconsin this spring. Apparently not far behind are two of the cranes that took their initial trip behind other birds last year as part of a program called Direct Autumn Release, or DAR. Those two cranes only went as far south as Tennessee, while two other DAR birds went on to Florida and haven't left the Sunshine State yet. Still, U.S. Fish and Wildlife spokesperson Rachel Levin says the direct release experiment seems to be going well.
They did get with whooping cranes and sandhill cranes, make the southward migration, and are now on their way back north. Those are all signs that we have been successful in using an alternate method to teach these birds the migration route.
Levin says the wildlife experts trying to reintroduce whoopers in the eastern U.S. plan to try direct release with more birds this fall. Some hope the more expensive ultralight aircraft can be phased out of the program. Once the weather gets a little warmer in Wisconsin, scientists will be watching to see if older cranes continue to pair off and try to make babies. The crane reintroduction program has not yet had a successful egg hatch. Levin says it's time for the partnership to reproduce.
We have cranes this year that are going to be 5 years old. Whooping cranes, of course, reach sexual maturity between 3 and 5 years old. So we are hoping this year that we have cranes that will produce eggs and that are maybe mature enough this year to stay with those eggs and do their apparently duty.
Last year, a few whoopers laid eggs but didn't stay with the nests. Predators later ate the eggs. A successful hatch this year would likely bring the crane program another round of international recognition. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.